Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, the Flippin' Fiend.
Over on Raw, someone's shackling for a repackaging. Kind of rhymes.
I've got the real reason. Triple H brought Karrion Kross back to WWE.
And strap yourself in, because man likes tweets.
What a show we've got lined up for you on this chaotic Monday morning. This is the news. Wilborn's not here. I don't have his panache. But we're going to roll through anyway.
I have his name.
You do indeed.
This chair is...
It's an absolute
nightmare. How long have you been doing that?
About a year.
I'll get you a new chair.
Yeah, get some
WWE D40.
That's the one. Anyway, we're going to kick things off by talking about the Flippin' Fiend, as we teased in the intro. Wyndham Rotunda, the former Bray Wyatt, he's been teasing again. He loves a tease, this man. But this is probably his most overt one yet. It was yesterday, and it got everybody talking. He posted one of his... things on social media. Obviously, he's still unemployed. He's been out of wrestling since last June or July when he got released by WWE, which is a big surprise to everyone. He's been doing his horror movie stuff. He's been all over the place. He's been teasing. He's done a couple of conventions. But here, right, I'll just read this to you, right?
Come on, then.
Wrestling is not a love story. I sound like bloody Randy Savage. It's wrestling is not a love story. It's a fairy tale for masochists. A comedy for people who criticize punchlines. A fantasy most can't understand. A spectacle no one can deny. Lines are blurred. Heroes are villains. Budgets are cuts. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Business is business. But it can also be a land where dead men walk. That's about The Undertaker, that. Where honor, capital H, makes you elite. And there's two more references. Where demons run for office. Kane! Yeah. And rock bottom is a reason to rejoice. Woo! It's an escape. A reason to point the blame at anyone but yourself for 2 to 3 hours. An excuse to be a kid again, and nothing matters except the moment we are in. Wrestling is not a love story, it's much more. It's hope. And in a world surrounded by hate, greed, and violence, a world where closure may never come, we all know a place that has hot and cold hope on tap, for better or worse. So a bunch of people replied to this straight away.
I bet it is, yeah.
And we're like, cryptic, blah, 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 what's going on, what are you teasing here? Wyndham replied a couple of things here, saying, put your microscope away, it's not meant to be cryptic. Brother, there's several references to several people. Hey, it's meant to be cryptic, Bray Wyatt, you little liar. What do you reckon of this? Do you reckon the Fiend's coming back, or do you think he's just having a bit of fun?
No, I reckon he's pretty much deliberately drafted that to appeal purely to people who make wrestling YouTube channels and wrestling news websites. Like, it's just, it's a headline writer's dream, that. That's pure
Reddit PR. Reddit loved it.
No way!
Shockingly!
Did they get the references?
They
and did they tell everyone they got the references?
They got the lore.
No! Well, look, whatever he's doing, good for him.
Yeah, he's doing well.
I have next to zero insight to offer today, I should point out. But obviously, like, I sit through there, I absorb so much of this by osmosis. This guy knows what he's doing. He has been around the block more than a few times. We saw when he was at his creative best in WWE, he used to love doing stuff like this, which would quite often not really go anywhere, but it was nice for people to observe and to bask in and to again go, oh, look, I understood that reference. And I think that's what he's doing. Do I think he's going to All Elite? No. Do I think he's going to Ring of Honor? No. Do I think he's going back to WWE? No. He might do any three of those things, but not because of that tweet.
Yeah, I think he just
is
likes...
Is it a tweet?
It's a tweet and an Instagram, so he's been everywhere.
Or did he post off his notes app, did he?
I think he did. Look at that. Look at that.
Wow.
I think he just likes getting people talking. I agree.
Yeah, that's it. Part of the business.
Creative
guy. Part of the business is to generate your own hype, to generate your own interest, and something like that is just... there's a lot of people, wrestling fans on the internet, who will have ripped their own cack off reading that, and fair play to them.
Boom.
Do I do my story now?
That's how it works.
Right, a lot of changes going on behind the scenes. Big power shift, new dynamics. And that's just at What Culture. Over at WWE, Trips is taking the big chair, etc., etc., etc. And obviously there's a lot of talk about what might happen. Good things might happen. Old people, new faces might come to the fore. Old faces might return, etc., etc. But there are people floundering in that company. This chair is... How do you do this every day?
There's a reason I don't sit on it, brother.
This is Wilborn's chair.
Yep. I'm a lot heavier than him, so the noises are a lot more.
Bony granite arse. Anyway, a lot of talk about people who are floundering within the company right now who have been wasted under the previous administration. Could be coming back, could be getting a repackage, could be doing something with their lives. And apparently, according to Mike Johnson from PW Insider, the main name on everybody's lips is... T-Bar.
Oh,
you remember him? I'm not going to do that. I haven't got the larynx to do the Wilborn bits, but you remember T-Bar. He's pretty much the only person still from that stable... faction disaster that is still using the iconography and the gimmickry of his previous role. But if you do remember, Andy, he was once upon a time Dominik Dijakovic in NXT, and I was the NXT guy when he was the NXT guy, and I can tell you he had this great match with Keith Lee, he had a banger with Keith Lee, and of course we can't forget his unforgettable series with Keith Lee. So there is talk he will be coming back in possibly his old persona, possibly a new one. But the story goes, where was this? Madison Square Garden a few weeks ago. He was at a main event taping, the death knell for anybody trying to be a serious professional wrestler. And he was so good, people started cheering for him. So hope abounds for the former Dominik Dijakovic, current T-Bar, potential future Dominik Dijakovic. This is good news because he's a waste. It's a total waste. He's good.
He's one of dozens of names on the list of extremely talented people who were not used to the fullest of their abilities by the previous regime in WWE. I think he's an extremely talented dude. Retribution was dead on arrival. Horrible, awful, terrible, bad gimmick. Nobody deserves to be called T-Bar.
It was funny though, wasn't it?
It was funny. It was. Like, there's always a duality to this stuff, right? Like, if you can't laugh at it, you're going to get upset by it. And why be upset by professional wrestling? There you go. T-Bar, everything about T-Bar stinks. Everything about Dominik Dijakovic rules. I think he's extremely talented. I've loved him for years. I hope he gets something cool.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. Just nice things for nice people. Yeah. And he is, by all accounts, going to be a really nice dude.
Yeah, and he rules. Like, the Keith Lee stuff's great. So there you go. Right, let's go over to our next story. Karrion Kross, right?
Yes.
He's back. He came in. Here. He's got hair now.
Got hair now.
I think he looks better with hair.
I think he looks better with hair.
Different conversation. Obviously, I'm an expert on hair. He battered Drew McIntyre on SmackDown and then put the hourglass in the ring while Roman and all his crew were there.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yeah, kind of inserting himself into the world title picture, the undisputed Universal Intergalactic made of Maltesers, whatever it's called these days.
I've been out of the picture for a while, made of Maltesers.
Yeah, it's weird. It dissolves if you put it in your mouth. It's really strange.
Activating that commercial lever, good to see.
Right, Fightful Select reported just after the return on SmackDown that USA Network have been pushing for a top championship to be featured more prominently on Raw, which may have been the driving force behind this whole move. Obviously, Raw's not really had a top belt since Roman Reigns unified the WWE and Undisputed belts, and Universal belts, at WrestleMania. Roman's been on a couple of times, but not a lot. Raw's not really had that focus in the main event scene. They want one back. They've pitched even an interim championship, although there's no word on whether or not WWE actually took that seriously.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah, rubbish. Who would do that? What company would do that? That pitch appears to maybe not be coming to fruition, but there was an internal pitch as well for Cross to actually wrestle Roman for one, but not both, of the titles. So maybe this is where they split them up. Obviously, at the moment, we have Roman versus Drew booked for Clash at the Castle. That seems to be going ahead. Who knows? Maybe it'll become a triple threat. But there you go. That seems to be why they brought him back. I also think one of the reasons they brought him back is because Triple H loves Karrion Kross.
Yeah, there was a massive, 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 massive deal made of him when he first debuted in NXT, and that was still... NXT was kind of coming out of that cycle now where we expected like a rotation at the top of the card as people moved up, because we've been doing the TV thing for about a year at that point, and people weren't exactly moving away, so the rotation was getting a little bit weird. But he felt like the last real, for me anyway, while I was covering it, the last real big brand new here is your big scary person introduction. It didn't quite work out. His career pretty much ended when Adam Cole did that "they ring the bell for me" promo. Nobody comes back from that when a man 2 foot your junior says it to you. But yeah, it didn't really work out, and he was kind of a bit of a mess. And then he, did he go on the main roster?
Yeah, he was.
This is where I lost track with him. He went on the main roster.
He was in a gimp suit. He lost his first match to Jeff Hardy in like 2 minutes. It was a disaster. Like, his main roster run was horrendous.
Yeah,
Vince didn't know what he was doing.
Triple H clearly rates him because, I mean, look at the guy. There was a lot of the old school trips about him.
Yeah.
So no surprise to see him coming back to the fore. And if they use him properly, he's absolutely perfect for the main roster in terms of like the way he works as a sports entertainer and just being quite scary and mean and vicious and. From what I gather, they were desperate for a fresh injection anyway.
There you
go. Also Scarlett Bordeaux.
She's back. So yeah, here we go. Hourglass. TikTok. Yep.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Save the best to last.
Yeah, well, here we go.
I want to apologise in advance. A story like this, you should have had your A-list presenting duo, but you've got me. But I'm just going to try and make the best of it. Right, man likes to eat. I'll give you a second. Just to let that wash over you. Man likes tweet. The man, Miro. The tweet. You had it better in WWE, mate. Like.
There you go, that's it. That's the story.
Of course, it's some guy called Adam. Are you still at AEW? Seem like you had it better in WWE.
Like. He's not removed the like either.
Not like and no unlike, crucially.
So I'm not reading a single thing into this.
Absolutely not.
Because this is what he does.
This is what wrestlers do. He did it as a world-class journalist who penned this article. Andy H. Murray at whatculture.com has commented. He did this all the time in WWE.
Yeah, constantly.
And he wasn't, while he was certainly massively underused, the kind of talk is he wasn't exactly devastated and upset by the whole situation.
Yeah.
He got Rusev Day over, he was having a bit of fun, obviously much better used in AEW, but it wasn't. He hasn't the sort of unprofessional, stroppy character who was going to deliberately like this stuff because he's really, really annoyed. He's just, he's not really doing that much. He's in the whole house of Black, Dark, Gorda, Will they, won't they,
stay
in a minute. He could be doing a lot more, certainly. We love to think of Miro, aka Rusev, as being very underused in whatever company he is, because the guy's a monster and very entertaining. And when he's not at the absolute, I'm going to throw this chair through the camera. How do you do this every day? Jesus.
It's usually a Wilborn problem, so.
God almighty.
There you go.
I'll fix it. Anyway,
happy birthday, Wilborn, by the way.
Is it today?
Yeah, send him a
happy
message.
Happy birthday, Wilborn.
Hey.
Yeah, tweet him saying happy birthday. Just do as you're told. Right, so, not remove the tweet. AEW, I don't think there's any real reason to worry or be concerned to you. I think the guy's just trying to get people like us to talk about it.
Exactly. He used to do this like every month when he was in WWE. Like a tweet or tweet something suggest. It's just what he does. He loves this stuff. He's also under AEW contract until 2026.
I couldn't believe that when I read this story. 2026!
Yeah. So like, for me, right, if I'm running a wrestling company, I've got Miro on TV every week. I think he's awesome. But I'm not Tony Khan, so whatever. Look, he's in this storyline with the Dark Order. He's going to have a match with Malakai Black. It's going to rule.
That's really good.
Everything's going to be fun in the end. It's cool. Don't worry. Be happy. I like Miro just kind of walking into a room, pulling the pin of the grenade, throwing it in and walking out.
Walking into a room, opening up his phone, liking the tweet.
Yeah, there
Boom.
You go. Shake the room. Anyway, you got something to say about Cardiff and
Newport.
Newport.
Yes, Newport. So, first of all, You're all absolutely, this goes to our, anyone who's coming to the Cardiff show, you're all absolutely insane, by the way. We put those tickets on sale and we were like, well, if that sells out, maybe we'll do this, and then it sold out in 3 hours. So we managed to double the capacity of the venue, and it sold out over the subsequent weekend. So that's absolutely crazy. But what we are going to do, because we were either going to cancel that show and move to an enormous venue, but what we've done instead is we've added more dates. That's what the musicians do, isn't it? More dates added. So
we're like, you too.
If you are going to be in...
I'm the edge, obviously.
If you're going to be in the region of South Wales, North Wales, where's Cardiff?
Wales.
Wales, if you're going to be in the region of Wales that weekend, we are doing another show in Newport, which is where Goldie Look and Chain are from. On the Friday night, it's Sin City Comics and Gaming in Newport. It's an amazing venue. The guys reached out to us. They've been an absolute dream to work with so far. We still have some tickets on sale for that. We're only selling tickets because we need to sort of account for numbers. So all the money's going to Down Syndrome Northeast, which is the charity that Michael Hamplet is doing the Great North Run from. If you've got a few spare quid, go and donate to that, please. Or come to the show. I think it's like five quid on the door. Get your tickets in advance. So I don't know why I said on the door there. The money's all going to charity. But we don't know what we're going to do on the Friday night. It'll just be fun.
You'll
be there and I'll be there and Miller will be there. Don't worry. And it'll just be really nice. It'll be really fun. And it's like a nice little warm-up ahead of the chaos that will be Saturday, because we've got our big show in Cardiff on Saturday. If you're coming to that, can't wait to see it. It's right around the corner from the Principality. And then I think... another promotion with less counter-programmed us for that evening. Not selling very well from what I hear, though.
Saturday Night War.
Not the hottest ticket in town, unlike us. So we're all going to go to that afterwards. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll get No Surrender, Weekend Bender in Cardiff after that.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Just ask yourself which one of those shows is sold out and you'll see what the stronger brand really is.
Yes, so the Friday night, Sin City... God, I could be a rubbish wrestler, wouldn't I? Friday night, Sin City, Gaming, and...
Wales!
Comics, Newport, be there!
Twitter questions.
Oh, yes.
A bunch of people asked today about Karrion Kross. So, I've just picked one here from Zach Pale, who says, good morning, gentlemen. How do you think Karrion Kross is going to fit into the title picture? How long until you feel like Triple H is going to pull the trigger on him? I think very, very soon. When Karrion Kross signed with WWE, the immediate reporting was that they were going to send this guy all the way to the top. That manifested in NXT. Then stuff went weird for him.
But
I think Karrion Kross will be a world champion by the end of the year.
I covered NXT for nearly a year before realizing that Karrion Kross was like carrying a cross and thus had like biblical iconography in it. That's all I've got.
There you go. But yes, he's going to win a belt soon, because Triple H loves him. Right, that fat goth guy. lots of people asking about Bray Wyatt as well today, so pick this one.
Good, yeah.
Howdy, legends. If Bray Wyatt was going to return to WWE following Vince's departure, do you anticipate he would revisit an older character or bring something new? Thinking speculatively, which is entirely what this is, I don't think Triple H would enjoy The Fiend very much. I think he would get a return of the Eater of Worlds, the cult leader, Bray Wyatt.
I covered wrestling for 4 years before cottoning on that rotunda meant large.
His dad was a big guy.
I just thought it was a funny name. Yeah. I didn't know why he'd gone for it. That's not The Fiend. You wouldn't do that. The Fiend, look, The Fiend's had its moment in the sludge, not the sun.
Sludge.
He's had his moment in the spotlight. I think there is no way. The thing is, if you bring The Fiend back, you set the bar for his like spooky wookie dookie powers so high that you've either got to stick to that and make a mockery of everybody else. Like, yeah, oh, we'll bring The Fiend back. He's going to face Roman, who we've now made a credible star. And he's going to eat 8 spears and kick out at one. You're not going to do that. And if you do it and you do it normal, like, well, here's The Fiend. We love the character work, but we're going to make the wrestling make sense. So he's just going to be a resilient, a sort of like maybe a Brock level sort of guy. Like, yeah, he can take stuff, but he's not otherworldly and from a parallel dimension full of frogs and laughing gas and stuff. So if you do that, it's not really The Fiend, is it?
Yeah.
It's the Fiend.
So. Yeah, this is it. Like, The Fiend for me personally, I get that people are into the character, fair play. For me, it's just not really consistent with wrestling psychology, and I don't think you should necessarily stretch those boundaries way too far. But yeah, like, I hope that wherever he goes, like, he's a really creative guy. Whether you like his ideas or not, he's got a lot of them. I think that he should go somewhere where he's going to feel fulfilled.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Obviously, The Fiend's not there anymore. Is Alexa Bliss still doing the weird, Not really.
But she's got Lily still.
Okay.
So it's
that's the doll.
Yeah, so the boring business reason is that Lily's really popular merch-wise, but it's not really part of her character as much. It's a weird thing.
That's quite clever, really, because obviously then if you sort of move her away from that gimmick but you keep Lily, then obviously you can re-establish her as a credible pro wrestler, but also still make her appeal to all the sex cases. So that's good. Good thinking.
Our final
WWE.
Question
good thinking, WWE.
Comes from James, a.k.a. Chunk, who says, morning, heel with the eel. I do indeed have the eel, but there's no microphone to smack it away with. Bang. There we go.
Is this what the news is now?
This is just nonsense.
You guys, you're operating on another level.
You should see the amount of...
The format, excellent.
It's something else. The amount of questions that people send me with, like, eels and gators and, like, crocodiles. It's we've created a weird thing
here. You're like Des Lynam. You're just owning the space. Total control of everything that's going on.
I see this as more of, like, a Micah Richards, Roy Keane dynamic. Who's Roy Keane, obviously.
Wait, the picture behind does tell its own story.
Yeah, it really does. Shout outs to Gemma. That's a tremendous picture. We've got another one on the way, by the way. Wait till you see the new article we've got coming in. But James asks, do you see Triple H switching NXT back to Wednesday night to reignite the war? This is a spicy question. My answer is a straightforward no, because out of 75 weeks on TV, NXT finished above AEW in the nightly rankings once. There's your answer.
Yeah, but...
Triple H is a petty man.
Yeah, right. Ooh. I mean, is anybody more motivated by anything in this world than spite?
Yeah, true.
The Wednesday spite wars, we'll end up calling it. I certainly hope not, because logistically, from a content perspective, it's much easier it not being on the same night for all of us. Never mind those who are presenting the goddamn show. So, no, I hope not. That would be silly to me. What is the future of NXT now that Triple H... I know they obviously took him off the thing and then on the seventh day he rose again and then he's now taken over the whole kingdom. But.
So the word on the street, and the eel found this out from his sources on the street where he lives, it's very underwater. Combination, perhaps, of black and gold and 2.0. So, like, the signing policy might shift back. You know, we might bring in WWE the more indie names like they used to, combined with the kind of athletes that they've been recruiting recently. So I think we're going to get some weird mishmash, which to me seems quite sensible.
Okay, so less horny? Same level of horny?
I think less horny.
Less horny, okay.
Like Vince is gone... Johnny Ace is gone.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, purely on a backstage level, the horniness has gone down about 10 decibels, I would imagine.
Exactly, and speaking of horny, here's today's and finally. Blobby Lashley. There you go. Blobby Lashley. Thank you, Eric Vasquez. Always a joy when Eric slides in with one of his bits of work. Right, I don't really know how to end it. thank you for joining us for today's weird news. I don't know what we're going to do later in the week. Everyone's off, but we'll figure it out. Follow, like, share, subscribe, ring the bell, notifications, all that good stuff. Follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow Adam Cleary on Twitter at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y.
You follow me on Twitter at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Birthday, Adam Wilborn. Bye. Blobby, blobby, blobby.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.